Thomas S. Monson, an American religious leader and author, once said, "Where performance is measured, performance improves." Hello again, everyone. I'm your host, David Guerra, author of The Walking Leader, and I welcome you to episode 221 of The Walking Leader podcast. As always, The Walking Leader podcast is an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. Now, without any further delay, let's get this episode started. In this episode, we're going to continue our self-leadership series, and we're going to talk about self-leadership and your performance. And as I've mentioned before, self-leadership is based on taking the initiative and being proactive, being a proactive self-leader that is intentionally influencing your own thinking, your own feelings, your own actions towards your objectives and goals. Whether it be personal or professional or both, you must take that first, second, and third step and every step after that to achieving those objectives and goals you have. It's non-negotiable. It's just not the way it works. Now, performance, it's whether, again, whether it's personal or professional, the way you're conducting your role, the way you're doing what you're doing, that is your performance. And folks, as a self-leader, you are constantly having to work on improving yourself. That's, again, non-negotiable. Not just the mental part of being a leader, but the physical part of being a leader. And trust me, it does take its toll. So you have to do what it takes to always operate at peak performance. Now, if you're not operating at peak performance, don't worry. You're not behind. You just need to get started. You need to take that first, second, third step to get started and getting to work on that peak performance. And you need to get there, because if you don't take those first three steps, you're never going to get there. And that's just the way it is. And why do I say the first three steps? Let me just digress for a moment. Everybody says, oh, well, you know, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with that first step. Yes. And everybody can say, oh, I'm going to take a journey of 1,000 miles and here's my day and this is what I'm doing. And they take that first step, but they stop short of the second step. They stop short of the third step. It's that second and third step that really gets them going. And once they get there, once after taking that first step, saying, here we go, we're making it happen. Now we're making it happen. Now we're doing it. They can continue on. So that's why if you're not operating at peak performance right now, you're going to have to get there, but you have to start. So take that first, second, and third step. Now, as a leader and leaders, all leaders, because we're leading by example, therefore you and I must be operating at a level that shows our competence, our dedication, our commitment, our stamina, our constitution, our dexterity, our strength, and our wisdom. That's a lot. But if we want to be leaders, then we need to be that. We need to do that. We need to be there. And if we're not there, if we're not, then what have we got? This that simple, folks. It is just that simple. We need to show our level, our leadership level of competence, leadership level of dedication, not just to the job that we're doing, not just to the actions we're performing, but to the people we lead. The same goes with the stamina. Can we sustain? Can we keep going? Do we have the constitution for it? Do we have the ability to do what needs to be done when it needs to be done, especially if no one wants to do it? Are we able to do it? Are we able to perform our job? Do we have what it takes to get there, to cross that finish line? And above all, can we get there not just working hard, but working smart? Can we do it? So we have to continuously be operating at a level that shows all of that, at a level that we consider suitable for the type of leaders we have always wanted to follow. See, we always put ourselves and try to set these lofty goals for ourselves, and sometimes we don't reach them. Some of them might not be humanly possible. It happens. But when we set those goals, when we set that level at a level that this is suitable for the type of leader we want to follow, then you do that. So you put yourself out there at that point. Now you're looking at it from a different angle and a different perspective. So keep yourself grounded and within set realistic boundaries, set suitable goals and perform at that level. Then you can start to slowly increase your performance level across everything, both mentally and physically. Also, do not rush your performance, your professional performance, as rushing things will make you, well, It'll make you appear eager, and that's fine, but you might be a little arrogant. You might be a little cocky, and you definitely don't want that. So be careful not to rush anything. It's going to take time. It's going to take patience, like everything else that we do to become these leaders that we want to follow, that we've always wanted to follow, and that ultimately others will follow us. It takes time. It takes patience. There's no magic pill. There's no overnight. So remember, there is always one more thing you can do. That's how you get better. There's always one more thing to learn. That's how you get better. There's always one extra step to take. That's how we get to the finish line. That's how we succeed. So when should you and all leaders be personally performing and at what level? Well, under all conditions, all circumstances, you must be performing at the best of your ability. You know, sometimes reach a little further, but again, ensure that you're within your bounds of what you're capable of doing. The more stressful the situation, the better. I like that. Stress is good. Stress can be good. It can be good in this case, especially as we're learning and we're growing and we're trying new things and we're wanting to be better. See, the stress, it gives you both a mental and physical jolt, and it puts you, your mind and body, in unique situations, those different stressful situations. The more stressful, the better. It puts us in that unique situation that are random and seldom occur in real life. But when they do occur, then we'll be prepared because we can react. We're a little calmer. We've had a little experience. Trust me, when you've got about 5 or 6 hurricanes under your belt, you kind of have a sense of understanding and respect for that hurricane. And I'm using this metaphor. I live on the Gulf Coast here in Texas. And you have a level of respect and understanding. You know what they're capable of doing it because you've seen it firsthand. And you know when to panic and you know when not to panic. But again, that comes with time, experience, knowledge. That becomes wisdom. So again, ensure that the stressful, the better, that you're learning in and the conditions. And put yourself out there. Get out there and run in the rain. Take a jog in the rain. Take a jog in the snow. Take a jog when it's 20-mile-an-hour winds blowing in your face. Stress your mind, stress your body. Know you can get out there and do it. Put yourself in those unique, stressful situations. Because when the real deal happens, when it's really something you can't control, you'll be ready for it. It is that simple, but that is part of performing at that peak level. As part of putting yourself under those stressful situations and under all conditions and circumstances, what I'm getting at is test yourself constantly test yourself. See if you can go a little faster. See if you can read a little bit more. See if you can write a little bit longer. Do what it takes. Also, ensure that you are evaluating yourself and evaluate yourself regularly. Always, if not every day, but evaluate yourself regularly and find out, are you operating within your role as an employee, as a leader, as a parent, as a friend, or anything else I might have missed? Whatever the role is that you're evaluating, you're trying to grow into, evaluate and ask yourself, are you operating within that role? If not, what can you do to ensure you get back on track? Identify what you're doing right. Know what you're doing right. And obviously, if you know what you're doing right, also know what you're doing wrong. Comes with the same coin, just two sides of it. And identify what you can be doing better. And obviously as the same thing, same one coin, two sides. Identify what you can be doing better, but also know and identify and understand what you're doing wrong and how you can correct that and turn it around. So orient yourself after every regular evaluation, just like the ship's navigator boat, cruise liner, the ship's navigator, the purpose of that navigator is to ensure that the ship is on course, especially after rough seas, because there's currents and undercurrents and then the winds and then the rains, and those ships get tossed around. But the navigator's job is to go ahead and keep checking to see where they are and are they on course. That's non-negotiable. So ensure that is taking place. Ensure you're looking out for yourself and you're checking in on yourself and you're addressing the issues before they get out of control. Before they get too big, before they get a little bit out of hand, and then you got to start all over again. But it can be done. It can be done. So understand that as a leader, you have to constantly work on yourself physically and mentally, and you have to do it while you're performing peak performance, top level performance, because that's what your followers are going to expect. that's what they are wanting, a kind of leader that they can turn to, that they know that they can, that the leader is competent, is dedicated, committed, has what it takes to get there, can get there, knows how to get there, and most of all, brings everybody else along. And that's a good thing. So folks, don't forget that when you're out there doing this, test yourself, stress yourself, evaluate yourself, orient, get back on track as quickly as possible, and continue to keep taking those steps forward. Remember, good performance is about the capacity to focus and concentrate and to get better every single day. We have reached the end of this episode, and I ask for your feedback on this and any past episode. Let me know what you think. Drop me an email at dave@daveguerra.com or tweet me on Twitter at Dave Guerra. Or better still, leave me a voicemail at the Walking Leader Hotline at 956-720-0060. Everyone, you've been listening to the Walking Leader podcast with me, David Guerra, United States Army veteran and author of The Walking Leader. I invite you to come back next time where we continue taking the steps on our Walking Leader journey to becoming great followers and even better leaders. And remember, we must always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.